September 24th, 1991, people started to take notice of something different on record store shelves.
It's a raw, gritty sound born in Seattle.
Debuting at 144 on Billboard's chart, it was a CD, or most likely cassette, that featured a baby boy swimming toward a dollar on a fish hook.
I kept thinking, man, maybe there's an audience out there. We might sell a couple hundred thousand records.
Put out by a blonde, scraggly songwriter and a tall, tall bassist from Aberdeen, Washington. Time kept by their scrappy new drummer.
He plays drums better than any drummer I've ever heard.
But as this album started making its way into Walkman, tape decks, and boomboxes, it became apparent that a change was coming to rock and roll. Once play was pressed and the first few notes kicked in, you knew there was no stopping Nirvana. This is the 20th anniversary of Nevermind on Sonic 102.9.
We'll be right back.
It's the 20th anniversary of Nevermind on Sonic 102.9. In Bloom, as Sonic 102.9 celebrates the 20th anniversary of Nevermind. Before that was a song that started the movement, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
We put that song together, it's like, we look at each other and goes, God, this is kind of a Pixies ripoff, isn't it? Like, we didn't even take, we thought there's bigger hits on that record, like Lithium and In Bloom, and so we recorded Teen Spirit, and I remember Kurt put the vocals down, and then the next day I walked in the studio, and Butch is like, oh, you guys got to listen to this. And he had like a rough mix of it, and he just cranked it. And so they're like, wow, this really rocks. It was a really rocking song, really powerful, and it just really turned things upside down.
Nevermind turns 20 with Sonic 102.9. lot's changed over the last 20 years, but Nevermind's still pretty awesome. It's the 20th anniversary of Nevermind on Sonic 102.9. You heard Breed and Come As You Are. In 2005, Kurt Cobain's hometown of Aberdeen, Washington, amended their town sign to honor Cobain. It now reads, Welcome to Aberdeen, Come As You Are. We're playing Nevermind in its entirety. It's the 20th anniversary of its release.
Nevermind was definitely an album we wanted to make. You know, I mean, everything about that record is exactly, I mean, we have no regrets. Other than maybe the production was too slick. I mean, now that I look back on it, I don't think it's as raw as it could have been, you know. And that's our fault. I can't blame it on anyone else. I can't blame it on Butch Vig, you know. I mean, he recorded the record perfectly.
It's Nevermind front to back. After the break, you'll hear the third official single from the album that launched a million bands. Two decades later, it's still more than relevant. It's the 20th anniversary of Nevermind on Sonic 102.9. Thanks for listening. We're honoring the 20th anniversary of Nevermind's release. The fifth track on the album, Lithium, was the catalyst to Dave Grohl replacing Chad Canning as Nirvana's drummer. During the recording session for Lithium, Cobain grew frustrated with Canning's drumming, and he demanded better. Better became Grohl.
He plays drums better than any drummer I've ever heard. I mean, he blows away John Bonham. If I had the choice of, like, bringing John Bonham back to life or to choose of any drummer of any band I couldn't even think of, they wouldn't be better than Dave. He's great.
It's the 20th anniversary of Nevermind on Sonic 102.9.
I'm so happy 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book of Mirrors, Sunday morning is every in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah.
Decades later, it's still more than relevant. It's the 20th anniversary of Nevermind on Sonic 102.9.
All he wants a cracker. Think I should get off her first. Think she wants some water to put out the blowtorch. Isn't me, have a seat. Let me clip dirty wings. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, please myself. Got some rope, have been told. Promise you, have been true. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, please myself. Only wants a cracker. Maybe she would like some food. She asked me to untie her. She's a
20th anniversary of Nevermind. We're playing the entire album for you. Track 6 was Polly, and track 5 is Lithium, the third official single, released in July 1992. At this point, the band was already a household name and getting bigger by the day. Kurt was growing increasingly uncomfortable with the spotlight.
At an early age, for a long time, I really did want to be someone in the background, a rhythm guitar player or a drummer. You know, I didn't want all the limelight because even if you're not a songwriter, you know, the lead singer always gets everything, you know, they get all the attention and everything, you know. So, and I still to this day would much prefer that, really.
Nevermind turns 20 with Sonic 102.9. Changed over the last 20 years, but Nevermind, still pretty awesome. It's the 20th anniversary of Nevermind on Sonic 102.9.
One baby to another says I'm lucky to meet you. I'm done.
Nirvana's Nevermind turns 20 today. The biggest alternative album in history is two decades old. Mere months after releasing the album, Nirvana was the biggest band on the planet. Alternative became mainstream, and Kurt became the reluctant rock star.
People think that the rock star life is so exciting, but it's, you don't get to see the city. You play the show, and then you leave the next morning. You know, you go to the hotel room, and you leave, and do the same thing over and over again. It's kind of boring. In a way. I mean, still, I can't think of anything else I'd rather do, but it's not as exciting as everyone thinks.
You're listening to Nevermind front to back on Sonic 102.9. Track 9 is Lounge Act. Nevermind turns 20 with Sonic 102.9.
Monkey to the power. Gravity to the
Stay Away and Lounge Act, tracks 9 and 10 off Nevermind, as Nirvana's signature release turns 20 years old today.
The nicest thing about that tour was that we weren't aware of our stardom, you know? We just got reports every once in a while, you know, hey, you guys are on the top 40, you know? You know, we didn't even believe people for a long time, you know? We thought everyone was pulling our legs. But it wasn't until we got back to the States, you know, I turned on MTV and there we were.
As we all know, Kurt never felt comfortable in the spotlight, and both his addictions and his demons grew out of control. Kurt Cobain committed suicide on April 5th, 1994.
The body of Nirvana leader Kurt Cobain was found in a house in Seattle on Friday morning, dead of an apparently self-inflicted shotgun blast to the head.
But with an untimely end comes legacy, and the Nirvana legacy will never die. Thanks for listening to the 20th anniversary replay of Nevermind. Nirvana is the state of being free from suffering. Nevermind and his songs with in, freed fans of good rock and roll from the grasp of watered-down hair metal.
Thank God for Kurt Cobain. He was the dragon slayer. He killed the beast.
For whatever reason, they're the ones who kind of kicked the doors open and made it obvious that there was a new era of music we were going through.
In the Buddhist context, Nirvana literally means blowing out, referring to the fires of fear, hatred, and delusion. But of course, Kurt Cobain's Nirvana burned out before it could fade away. But the music and the legacy lives on.
When you hear Nirvana today, there's something that's just as potent.
Kurt, the guy was standout. I mean, he's still relevant, you know, to millions and millions of people.
There's no one's even come close to having that sort of influence on it.
Changed the way music was looked at.
Kind of opened the floodgates and provided a lot of opportunity for credible, interesting, exciting, and challenging music to come to the forefront.
It's the 20th anniversary of Nevermind on Sonic 102.9. A lot's changed over the last 20 years, but Nevermind's still pretty awesome. It's the 20th anniversary of Nevermind on Sonic 102.9. Sounding as fresh today via digital download as it did when it came in the mail from your 12 for a penny music club of choice back then. 30 million copies later, Nevermind will live forever. And Sonic 1029 thanks you for listening. We know without that, there'd be no us. Here we are now. Entertain us.